Hey, 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 my favorite transfer cats. And I don't just say that to every transfer student. You truly are my favorite. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Transfer Man in the house. And today we are talking about a bird in the hand. I'll explain that later. But it's all about the most important thing for transfer. Okay. And sometimes this is misunderstood. It's your major. I mean, here's the headline for today. Major is key. If you take nothing else from this episode, take that. Because if you show me a student with a good GPA and all their major prep is done, I'll tell you they are in the best position possible for transfer. So let's get you there too. All right, let's talk about the California Education Master Plan and why major is key. So we've got 116 California community colleges, 23 Cal States, 9 undergraduate UC campuses, and our community college system was designed to feed into the university because there's limited space that has usually been upper division transfer only. However, there are some non-impacted majors in schools that do take lower division transfer. All right, most of this show is dedicated to upper division transfer. However, I do want you to know that most of the U.S. will take you as a transfer student between 24 and 30 units. So even less than that, you know, if you have 12 units you can transfer, they'll typically take a combination of your high school and your college transcript at that point. But for the most of the U.S., 24 to 30 units is that cutoff where you are considered a straight up transfer student. So you can go outside of California to a lot of places and not have to stay for 60 units. So why do we have to stay for 60 units in California for upper division transfer? So they want you done in 2 years. When you transfer, they want you to be able to come in, jump right into your major, and get in and get out. And it's actually, I think, very kind of them because they want you to save money. They don't want you to be there and to take up a spot. And so when they screen you for transfer, one of the big questions is, can you reasonably get in and get out in 2 years? If the answer is no to that, then maybe you need some more stuff to do at the community college level, right? All right, so when you transfer, they really want you to be able to graduate in 2 years. That means you need to be able to arrive ready to jump straight into your upper division courses. If you haven't finished your major prep, then you could end up stuck taking catch-up classes while everyone else is kind of moving on, and they don't want that. So this is why you must prioritize major prep first and then general education. So if you know your major, go after it. Go after it. If I knew I just love English, I want to do my major as soon as possible. If you don't know what your major is, almost every single community college has a career and life planning class. You have a career center. You have your counselors. Yes, take general education. Try courses out. You know, one of the beauties of the community college is you can try different things out. You can reinvent yourself from whatever you thought you were back in high school to whatever someone told you you had to be. You get to actually go try it out. So if you don't know your major, yes, explore. But once you find it, once you know what your major is, I want you to go after it. So this is directly related to getting in as a transfer student. So here's the expression, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So what does that mean in terms of our topic today? Something you have done is worth more than something that could be. So when you're doing your applications, when you put in, you know, if I were an English major, I've taken English 1A, English 2, I've taken American Lit, I've taken World Lit. If you can show the transfer school that you have taken your major and you've completed it with good grades, that goes so far into getting you into great schools. So a bird in the hand, something that is done, is worth more than, oh, in the fall or next year I plan on taking, the spring I plan on taking, right? So if you're in the transfer process right now, fall, and you're looking at next fall, the stuff that you're doing now is the last courses that you're going to report in January on your transfer academic updates. So this is really the last semester. Everything in the spring are birds in the bush, things that you could have, maybe not, right? So we're going to talk about a couple tools today to use and trying to get as much major prep done by the time of application, or at least by the time of that first semester is over.
She grew up in a small town. Life's a play and everybody plays their part. Don't want to die in that small town. Got bigger dreams than the rust on this tin can heart. Someone said there's a train coming. Gonna go, gonna leave.
Okay, good news is there are fantastic tools out there to help you stay on track. In addition to regularly meeting with your transfer counselor or the counselor that you're working with, I'm telling you, educational planning in today's age, you know, we've got some awesome tools out there, but nothing beats talking to a counselor who's been through this. This is not a DIY kind of educational experience, right? If you talk to any counselor, we will tell you that at the end, when we're doing transfer applications, it's really funny to look at someone's transcript and say, why did you take that basket weaving class? You know, it was underwater. How did you do that?
I don't know. My friend told me that I needed to do it, so I just did it.
You know, you're like, okay, Forrest, well, you didn't. So please make use of your resources. I hope this whole podcast is teaching you use your resources. So here's a couple awesome resources. Assist.org is your go-to, okay? So it shows you exactly what courses articulate. Articulate means match up. So something that articulates from your community college to the school you want to go to. That means the schools have agreed to accept that course as equivalent of their native class. Okay. So the more of those I can get done in my major, the better. Now, pro tip, double check. Again, double check everything with your transfer counselor, especially if your transcript is mixed. If you have units coming in from other states. So a common one for the UC is they are very particular about their English composition course. So if you took English 1A or English 100, you know, freshman composition, whatever they call it, at another state, chances are you got a pretty high probability that you're going to need to take English composition again, because of the word requirement of the essays and what they're looking for at the UC in particular. Okay. Again, double check with your counselor. Make sure that whatever English courses you took articulate to the California system. All right. The next one that I want to tell you about is called OEI, or the CVC Exchange. This is so cool. It has gotten so much easier over the years. I remember it used to be a pain. I mean, you used to have to apply to other schools and set up your FAFSA and all this crazy stuff to get courses at another school. Like if your school didn't have a course you really needed, I mean, sometimes people would drive to other community colleges hours away, right? Those days are pretty much gone. The California Virtual Campus CVC Exchange comes in clutch. Let me tell you. It allows you to enroll in courses from other California community colleges. So we know that these courses articulate with the Cal States and the UCs, because when we pass curriculum in a community college, we have to submit it to the Cal State and the UC if we want transferability, and we all do. So if you've taken a course from a California community college, there's a really high probability that this is going to transfer to a Cal State or UC, and it says so in the course description when you sign up for the class. And it should be on your assist from your school to the school that you want to go to. Now, the CVC allows you to enroll in another California community college. So even though I'm in beautiful, sunny Palm Desert, California, I can take a course in Barstow. I can take a course in San Diego. I can take a course in San Francisco. All online. And here's the beauty. when you sign up for that course, your financial aid can apply because most California community colleges are part of this exchange. So you can check, do you want your financial aid to cover the class? But if you receive money from FAFSA or your DREAM Act, that could cover the course. Many of the courses have zero textbook cost, which is pretty awesome. And you can see different formats. There's asynchronous is the most popular. There are some synchronous or hybrid. And the timing, you can find courses that are 16 weeks, 12 weeks, 8 weeks. It's amazing. It's truly amazing. And here's one more cool thing. You know, we're all on Canvas. So when you go to your Canvas shell and you're looking at your classes, you don't have to log into a different Canvas. Your Canvas course from the other college is going to appear there too. Oh my gosh. Where's the harp? Oh, there's the harp. Isn't that amazing? I mean, finally, California, this is beautiful. I mean, this is so awesome. Okay, so picking the right major and the right version of this. This is a whole different conversation, kind of, but it's related, right? Your major is really what gets you in. So how do you know what major to pick? All right, let's talk about a couple myths and let's talk about the truth. So here's something you might not know. UCLA has like 140 majors, all right? And every time I go to the counselor conferences, they always tell us that most transfer applicants cluster around about 13 majors. Majors like psychology, business, economics, biology, English, and political science. These are kind of top majors. You know, if it's a top major at your campus, it's a top major in applications to the UC or the Cal State. So it increases intense competition. I think of impaction as if, imagine 100 people are sitting in a room and there's one door and we all had to run out that one door. That is impaction. So sometimes you don't actually need the exact major that you're thinking of to get into your career goal. For example, I studied English literature, right? My major was English. English is one of those top 13 majors at UCLA. Super competitive, but comparative literature is not nearly as crowded. And they used this example in the last time I was at their conference. Could I still become an English teacher or with a comparative literature degree? Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. I can get an English teaching credential. I can go on to a master's, right? So if it's less impacted and I can get to my goal, that's something to think about, isn't it? So here's another scenario. Say you want to be a counselor or a therapist, because I also teach psychology at the college. And you know what? I majored in English. So how do I teach psychology? Well, I got into a master's program. Here's the truth. If you want to be a counselor, you can get into a master's program in counseling with any major. In fact, if you ask all the counselors at your school, what was your major in your undergrad? You know, sociology, some might have done social work, some might have done history, geology. I mean, they're all across the board. Every counselor I know has a different bachelor's degree. And almost none of them have a bachelor's in psych, which is interesting, isn't it? So I majored in English. I got into a counseling program. I took so much psychology, I got my psychology teaching credential and I teach it now. Right? I didn't take one single psych course in my undergrad. All of it was master's, 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 tons of it, right? And my teaching credentials. So the point is you have options, and sometimes an alternative major can make your path smoother without limiting your career. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But let me just clear up a quick, you know, backdoor option here, this myth, okay? And yes, we should laugh at this myth because, well, we probably shouldn't laugh at it. It's almost like more of a sad thing. No, actually, this myth is more like this. Yes, let me tell you the myth about getting into a great school using an easy major. And then I'm just going to switch majors into my actual major that I really want to do. No. This is not a strategy. There is absolutely no guarantee that you can switch majors after transfer. Remember, you're there to get in and out in 2 years, right? Why would I let you in and then have you switch from being a, I don't know, Spanish literature major to suddenly your business economics? No. All right. So here's what really happens. If you do want to switch, it happens from time to time where you can switch within the major family. I've had people go in as psych majors and realize that, particularly at the UC, psychology involves a lot of mathematics, right? Upper division, like calculus, things like that. It's a research-based institution. So it's really difficult. And they realize that's not exactly what I wanted to do. So they can switch to sociology. That has happened, right? But you have to apply internally and be accepted. While you are in, you're pursuing your stated major until you're accepted into the new one, and you need all the prerequisites for that new major. So if you're looking at some other major where you need the prerequisites, that could be a long time of prereqs, lower division prereqs, mind you. And so the chances of you being approved to switch majors are pretty low. Sometimes it works for very closely related majors, again, like sociology to psych, but going from psychology to chemistry or biology, not going to happen. Okay. So that is a very high stakes gamble, and I do not want you taking it. You need to be happy with the major that you get in for, right? So if you're applying to a school, make sure that you're happy in that major. All right. But now he's feeling fine. Here come Johnny's gonna play his part. Got a full tank of gas and a burning heart. They said I'd die in the same small town, but they didn't know me. So here's how we move forward. Be honest about what majors you're considering and which ones align with your career goals. Look at alternative majors that you would still be happy with. And remember the saying, a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. So here's your homework. Talk to someone in your desired career field or visit your campus career center. Ask them, what do you really need to get into this job? Prioritize your major prep first when you know your major. And then work on those, you know, CalGETC and those general eds. Main focus of transfer is your major. Use assist.org, confirm with your classes, with your transfer counselors, and explore the CVC exchange. If your home college doesn't offer a key course you need, get it somewhere else. Research alternative majors that would still make you happy and meet your goals, okay? Remember, major is key in the transfer world. Choosing the right one, completing your prep early will set you up for a smoother transfer and help you graduate on time. Don't let myths or bad advice steer you off course. Plan smart, stay flexible, and always check with your counselor. I am Scott Cooper, your transfer man, and I will see you in the next episode of 30 Days